Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The city of Dubuque is seeking input from residents in crafting its own data center ordinance. WVIK's Brady Johnson reports.
The survey, which is available on the city's website and by mail, asks residents what the most important factors are in drafting a data center ordinance, ranging from community benefits and jobs to the environment and water usage. The city is hosting two in-person sessions, with the first one on Tuesday at the Grand River Center, 500 Bell Street, starting at 6 p.m., RSVPs are requested but not required. The second is Monday, July 27th at the same time and location. The public's input will be considered during a City Council work session in August. Local governments across the region are grappling with how to regulate potential data center developments in their communities. I'm Brady Johnson, WVIK News.
There's a new property tax law on the books in Illinois. Residents whose homes are seized and sold at auction for unpaid property taxes now have the right to keep any remaining equity after the tax debt is paid off. Before the government could keep the property's surplus equity, the U.S. Supreme Court 3 years ago ruled that practice was unconstitutional in a case that Colleen Lindgren with the Pacific Legal Foundation helped fight. She says Illinois' law also strengthens the process of notifying residents that their house is up for auction.
They're still the property owner. They still have a constitutional right to that property. And by not notifying them properly and assuring they've received that information, the government is not doing its constitutional duty.
The bill passed out of the Illinois legislature this spring, mostly along party lines. It was among dozens of laws signed by Governor J.B. Pritzker this month. Iowa's agriculture economy is several years into a downturn, but current conditions are not as dire as they were during the 1980s farm crisis. That's according to a new joint study released by the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation, Iowa State University, and the Iowa Bankers Association. ISU economist Chad Hart shared some of the findings during the Iowa Farm Bureau's Economic Summit on Friday.
I've been asked the question many times over the past few years, does this downturn look like the 1980s? And I point out to folks, no, that's not what I'm seeing.
Hart says farmers are still asset rich with long-term land values. Government support over the last 4 years and high livestock returns have also helped, but crop farmers face a third year in a row with cost generally exceeding prices. The Quad City Symphony Orchestra and St. Ambrose University are partnering to build a new $24 million music center in downtown Davenport. WVIK's Jonathan Turner has details.
The multipurpose facility, including a 500-seat concert hall, would be built on a vacant lot in the 600 block of West 2nd Street that formerly housed the Davenport YMCA before it closed in 2020 and was torn down in 2022. In a recent presentation to the Scott County Board of Supervisors seeking $120,000 to help match a planned State of Iowa grant, the QCSO said it doesn't have a home of its own and relies on multiple rented and repurposed spaces that limit efficiency and growth. Executive Director Brian Baxter says the orchestra youth ensembles, education, and private lesson programs are hugely growing and that they rent space from 12 schools in the area, not a priority in any of them. A new facility would centralize all these programs and not replace the main performance spaces the professional orchestra uses at the Adler and Centennial Hall, and he says it fits both institutions' needs perfectly.
In studying it in great detail, we learned, yes, we can make this happen. It'll be a maximally used, civically impactful, like, beacon for the Quad Cities. So we're super thrilled about it.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
The Illinois Environmental Protection Agency and the Iowa Department of Natural Resources have put the Quad Cities under another air quality alert until this evening. Smoke from wildfires in Canada continues to drift across the region, significantly degrading air quality. Particulate levels are forecast to be at or above the level considered unhealthy for sensitive groups who are advised to avoid outdoor activities. And this is WVIK News.